Hi again, folks. Sorry for posting again so soon, but I'd like to tell you about the lovely afternoon that I had today. At first, I thought I was going to have a horrible day. I thought it would be a bad job all around, but I'm happy to say that that was not the case at all, and that despite some initial glitches, I actually had a great day. I have this friend from church named Carrie, who is a wonderful lady. We have a lot of common interests, including a shared love of classical music and Victorian literature, and Canadian literature as well, actually, and mystery and detective novels. She is one of the kindest people who it has ever been my pleasure to meet, and I'm actually feeling very fortunate at the moment that she has taken as much of a liking to me as I have to her. So, a few weeks ago, she arranged for us to have a luncheon date around my birthday. Now, she had to cancel it last Friday, which is fine. She has a busy work schedule, and I can certainly understand that. So we arranged it for today instead, only it's a good thing she reminded me on Wednesday, because I completely forgot. I've had a lot on my mind lately, including the rapid descent in health of my uncle, who is dying of, well, actually it's a combination of Alzheimer's and heart trouble and lung trouble, so the sad thing is if one doesn't take him, another will. And he's gotten to the point where he is really not responsive anymore when people try to interact with him, and I saw that plainly at the family reunion on Sunday, and had a hard job of not falling apart and bursting into tears right in the middle of about 50 relatives. I was trying to get him to sing one of his favorite songs, or at least clap his hands, or react in some measure to it, but he just sat there, and it was very sad. Anyway, sorry, I'm not going to go on about that. So suffice it to say that I've had a lot on my mind, and I totally forgot that Carrie and I had agreed to go for lunch today instead, but luckily she reminded me. Anyhow, I was all excited, and then this morning I woke up feeling bloody dreadful. Last night, I made the mistake of eating something called crispy torpedo shrimp. Now, they were very tasty, but, folks, they were also very greasy, and, how do I put this delicately? They had a not-so-nice effect on my nether regions. So, I felt awful this morning, and then, after I had to deal with the after-effects of eating those shrimp, I decided to have a bath. And whilst I was in the bath, I had a seizure. Now, I was compos mentis enough to pull the plug, and all was well, except that I felt totally rotten afterward, because if a seizure lasts long enough, it tends to rob me of my energy and a lot of my faculties, and I was really tired. And I thought, oh no, between this and the shrimp, I'm going to have to tell Carrie that I can't go. Well, praise God, I began to feel relatively okay again by about 1 o'clock, and she hadn't yet left work. So by the time she was ready to leave, I was sort of okay again. Now, I still felt really tired and kind of out of it and not able to process conversation as well as I normally can. But I decided to go anyway, and I'm so glad I did. The first half an hour, unfortunately, was, pretty crappy, really, because a lot of what she said went right over my head. And she's a lovely conversationalist, extremely intelligent. I don't know why she became an audiologist. She should be an author or a lecturer or a politician or something. Now, mind you, she is doing a very good service, so God bless her for that. I do appreciate that. It's just sometimes I think that she has so many other talents that are overlooked. She's also a chorister in the choir and really, really, really good at what she does. So yeah, the first half an hour was not so great, but we went to this wonderful Italian restaurant that I had heard so much about, but I had never had an opportunity of visiting until today. So she mentioned that in her reminder email as a choice, a possibility of restaurants to choose from. It's called Cafe Limoncello, and it's, oh yes, it's definitely as good as, or better than, I was told. I didn't know what to have. What I really wanted was the linguine jambalaya, which consists of linguine, baby shrimp, Italian sausage, and grilled chicken in a spicy tomato sauce. But I thought then that if I had that, I might continue to have problems, shall we say. So the other thing I was thinking of having was a grilled portobello mushroom wrap, which had mushrooms, sun-dried tomatoes, feta cheese, and basil pesto, I think. But in the end, I went with the Marco Polo pizza, and I'm so glad I did. Oh man, the best thin crust pizza I have ever had. And I am a connoisseur of thin crust pizza. It had grilled chicken, basil pesto, Kalamata olives, and sun-dried tomatoes, and oh, it was divine. Now, the sad part is, I had leftovers because I wanted to save room for dessert, and my friend Carrie had leftovers as well. She got the Napoli pizza, which had some sort of arrabbiata sauce and grilled chicken and broccoli, and spinach as well, I believe. But the waitress said she would mark the Marco Polo pizza, but instead she marked the Napoli pizza, so we actually took each other's pizzas home. We actually tried a piece of the other person's pizza today, and I didn't mind the Napoli pizza, but I much preferred the Marco Polo. So we are going to see each other on Sunday and make an exchange. Anyhow, that was the only blunder that the wait staff made. Otherwise, they were so attentive, like constantly asking us if we needed more water or coffee or... in fact, there was a territory war at one point as to who was going to bring us dessert. So I can definitely forgive the waitress for marking the wrong pizza. Carrie had strawberry rhubarb cheesecake for dessert, which sounds really good. But I, being a chocolate lover and not really a cake person, had something called a chocolate cream horn. It was incredibly flaky pastry in the shape of a horn filled with chocolate ice cream and whipped cream. And oh man, it was messy as all get out, but boy, was it tasty. So anyhow, after two cups of coffee and dessert, I felt considerably better. Probably shouldn't have eaten all that food, but you know what? I haven't felt queasy or nauseous at all since this morning. So my bowels seem to have calmed down a bit, which is good. But yeah, I felt considerably better after two cups of coffee and was really able to enjoy our conversation. And we had a lot of fun talking about books that we enjoyed and novels that we read in high school and hated, but really liked on the second go round. And we had an interesting discussion about music and why, for some reason, my choral director at church likes to use music from royal wedding occasions. I shouldn't say my choral director. I'm not in the choir. The choral director. I've thought about asking to be in the choir, but honestly, I'm not sure how I would arrange it because they do a lot of music in other languages, and I don't know, and it's very complicated music, too. I don't know how I'd get the music for it. and also, unfortunately, I'd probably have to be a second soprano because I used to be able to sing really high, but I've lost that ability in recent years, and I don't want to be a second soprano. Okay, I know that they're valuable. They add to the richness of the music, but boy howdy, they end up singing the most boring lines of music. And I know this from experience, having sung in as a second soprano in choir before. So yeah, I'm not sure, how we would make the music thing work. And, I don't want to play second fiddle. I know, highly egotistical of me, I realize. But it's not really that. It's just boring. Oh. I don't find it challenging at all.